Meditation 29. Just once more.
Your devotees, my dear Lord Nityananda, will abandon all comforts willingly and joyfully to render service on your behalf. When others look for less challenging situations, your devotees become excited by the difficulties, seeing them as great opportunities to show the world how merciful you are. My Lord, I beg you to allow me to associate with these great devotees just once more. Their love for you and service to humanity are the greatest benediction in these material universes. Your devotees are the most easy to recognize. Sometimes they are deprived of food and shelter as they work for you, being oblivious to bodily demands. When others are only thinking of their personal demands, your devotees simply try to acquire whatever they can to distribute to others. If they can give shelter to and feed others, they are satisfied. But if they can only feed and house themselves, they become intolerant of such a situation, preferring to go elsewhere to do your service, leaving their body aside if necessary. They fear nothing because they know that you have promised that your devotees shall never perish. Understanding this, they do not consider failure, knowing acceptance by you, the ultimate controller, to be the end of all activity. They measure all their actions in terms of such success. The great souls work with such pinpointed consciousness that it is evident their commission is not limited to these three-dimensional planes. The common people may laugh, harass, or even torture them, but their consistent request is, "My dear beloved, please chant the holy names of God." They see everyone as an energy of Krishna, and try by any means to uncover that spark of God that has been lying dormant under the suffocating layers of material energy. With great pity, they look upon the jivas that have been away from the loving association of their Lord. And when others shun such fallen souls, they search them out, eager to share their immense good fortune. By the mercy of these devotees, everyone gets the chance to develop pure love for you. Being around them constantly reminds everyone of you, as you are the only topic of conversation. Even asleep, they dream of you, as only your glories interest them. They have sacrificed everything for you, and you are ready to do anything on their behalf. You constantly reward their selfless service by giving them more service. The wages for their unconditional love is more love. How fortunate is the person that even glances upon such souls. My dear Lord Nityananda, you intervened for Jagai and Marhai, who were sin personified. I condition is much worse. For whereas They engage straightforwardly in their heinous activities. I donned the cloth of a saintly man, unable to distribute the mercy that is needed. Thus, I am more of an exploiter and offender than even they. When the common people approached Jagai and Marai, they knew what to expect. When they approach me, they come defenseless, open-minded, and oblivious to the fact that I am a great sinner. If you don't intervene on my behalf, no one else will. Thus, I prostrate myself at your lotus feet, begging for your attention. My dear Lord Nityananda, for lifetimes I have refused to accept the fact that I am sick. Now, accepting my illness, I struggle to avoid the presence of the doctors. Knowing that sooner or later I must submit to a doctor, I choose those that are impotent or that only want to flatter their patients. Eventually, I recognize that I must end this nonsense and seek the help of a genuine physician. I have envied you and constantly tried to avoid taking shelter of you. I have gone to all other sources. But now, as I know how chronic my disease is, I must come to you for that guidance and assistance. People will catch my disease unless you help. Yes, it is true that I am so undeserving. I come to you because all else has failed. I lack the proper perspective, but I do know that you are my only hope. You never turn anyone down, not even one as unfortunate as myself. So I have presented my case before you. Now, what must I do? My dear son, if you were not under my protection, could you so desperately call out to me in this way? My dear child, if I were not using you, wouldn't you curse at me rather than beg me? Wouldn't you feel yourself worthy rather than unworthy of my love? Your desperation and your desire to help others are your medicine. Your chronic disease will soon disappear, and you will know for sure how to recognize and serve others who are also ill. Go on, my child, knowing that one day you will wear not only the uniform, but you will be endowed with the weapons needed to march forward victoriously on my command. My child, do not worry about your inadequacies. Your intense desperation guarantees my blessing. You are most fortunate because you recognize the imperative need to become a true soldier. However, everything is done on my time scheme, not yours. The more you cry out for help, the more you're already experiencing my love. Keep begging. Run faster and faster, dear one. Never slow down, nor look back.